Rene Meulensteen is the assistant coach of the Socceroos, and we'll find out exactly what he thought about that 1-1. Last gasp draw, 93rd minute, injury time. But we got the draw against South Korea. He joins us on the line. Hello, Rene.
Hello, good morning, Terry. Good morning, Laurie.
On reflection, mate, how did you rate the performance?
We were very pleased with the performance because we had a clear game plan, which was, you know, put them under pressure from the start, try to sustain that pressure, which is very, very difficult to maintain it for over the full 90 minutes. The goal against was a little bit against the run of play. Yeah. We got called a little bit on that one because I thought we were just sort of creating the momentum to basically turn those chances that we had into a goal, which would have changed the game in terms of, you know, in terms of possession and try to create more chances. But a lot of credit to the players to hang in there, to keep going right to the last second of the game. And I think we got the deserved equaliser.
Yeah, that was the exciting part of the game, Rene, was early we created plenty of chances. So we looked good, but we just couldn't convert.
Yeah, well, that's always one of the most, important of most difficult parts of the games anyway. The most important thing is that we are positive and that we create chances. Those goals will come, for sure. It's a matter of, you know, a process of the players buying into the way that we want to play. And the way that we want to play will give us opportunities and creating chances. And when that door starts to open for players to convert, we're going to score quite a few goals, I'm sure.
That's the pleasing thing. The pleasing thing is, even when you have a look, it felt like you had 1,000 shots on goal, yeah. All right? But officially, Rene, you had 22 shots on goal compared to their 4. You had 9 on target compared to their 2. You had less possession, but you did more with the ball than they certainly did. In saying all of that, those stats are good, Rene, but historically, and now even worse with the lack of Tim Cahill, we've just got to find a goal scorer.
No, it's not only one what we're looking for, a goal scorer. The way that we're going to set out is to making sure that we've got more players coming into goal scoring areas, you know. And again, it's a process that have started with us in September, as you know. It's different from Clubland, you know, where you've got access to the players every single day. You can work with them every single day. We have shorter periods, but a high-intensity periods where we need to make sure that the players understand what we want to create, and they're buying into it. And it's just a matter of time before all those pieces of the jigsaw fall into place.
What is a result like this? I mean, it wasn't a win, but it was a draw. But the way you got the draw, you created plenty of opportunities. You didn't convert, but then in the 94th minute, you were able to score that goal. I mean, it just gives great belief in the squad that you play for the full 90 minutes and anything's possible. And if you keep creating chances, eventually you get one.
Yes, that's for sure. And I think also if you go back to previous games that Australia has played against nations like Korea or maybe Japan or other, you know, top draw nations in Asia, I don't think you'll find the same stats. And we are very clear on the way that we're going to set out. We're going to set out. We expect to win every game, you know, but obviously that might be the same case for the oppositions. But there were so many positives to draw from because the way we set out and the tactics that we chose for are the most sort of difficult ones to sustain over 90 minutes because it requires a really high understanding of the players. And at the same time, it requires a really tough mental discipline to keep going all the way right through. And if you look at the goal where in the last 3 minutes of the game, we created, I think, 2 corners and a final one, you know, resulted in that goal. It was sort of, you know, we pushed that ball over the line with everybody on the pitch.
Yeah. Rene, I bet you the boys, they owe Matt Ryan a beer. That free kick save, I think it was in about the 70th minute, Rene, and he just batted it out of that top right-hand corner of the goal. It was he's at the peak of his powers, isn't he, Matty Ryan?
That was a fantastic save. I was just in the line of the shot, and you know, it was in a very dangerous area where we give the free kick away. And at this level, you know, at national team level, you're going to have players everywhere that have that, you know, special ability to curl a ball, you know, in top corner. And you need players and also, you know, exceptional goalkeepers to save shots like that. But there's also, again, another exciting part of the game. And Matthew did fantastically well.
Yeah, only a couple of days for the squad to recover. Yeah. And you take on Lebanon on Tuesday night. And it's Timmy Cahill's farewell game. it's a great opportunity for the supporters to get out there and thank Timmy, but also to thank one of our greatest ever sportsmen. And, you know, are we expecting Timmy to play a lot in this game, Renee, or just a sort of a 10, 15-minute cameo?
Well, I think the last one, but more than anything, it's the way you said before. I mean, you know, I had the privilege to meet, you know, Timmy on many occasions when he was still playing in England. He is, like you truly say, a living legend. He has been so important for the sport. He's had an exceptional career, what he's done for club and especially for country. And you said fans should come out only for Timmy. Especially, you know, to thank him and for what he's done.
There's no doubt about that. Rene, terrific to chat. Thanks so much for your time. And I'm sure everyone will give Timmy Cahill a fitting tribute, a fitting farewell that he richly deserves as well. And keep the good work going with the Socceroos, Rene.
We will do, absolutely.